So you're jumping from Facebook to Instagram DMs to LinkedIn to Meetup, just trying to find one investor who's actually building their investment portfolio.
Yep. And meanwhile, you're wasting your time networking with other investors who aren't aligned with your goals. Sound familiar?
Well, that's about to change. We have built Investor Plus, a one-stop platform for investors to make deeper connections and to build wealth.
This is not just about effective networking. We've built a clear success path to take you from where you are now to where you want to go. From mastering the market with our ebook, Market Master, to laying the foundation your business needs to grow with our on-demand course, Real Estate Fundamentals, you will gain the knowledge and the confidence to grow your portfolio.
Investor Plus launches January the 14th, and it will transform the way you connect with others. Start investing in yourself today. Click on the link below to join the waiting list. Have you ever felt like the best real estate deals are slipping through your fingers before you even make an offer? Well, you're not alone.
Well, and if you're pissed about other people getting the deals faster than you, this episode, it is exactly for you. We are interviewing Monica Fullerton. She's going to explain how investors can utilize predictive data, AI, to find those deals, analyze them faster, and get them to the closing table. We are going to break down how the process works and why you should invest in taking advantage of the technology that is available for you and have an edge on your competitors.
Welcome to the Investor Podcast. I'm Liz Fairclough.
And I am your co-host, Andrea Segadelli. Monica, so many investors are looking for deals that are making financial sense in today's market. And all of a sudden, they find one. They are running the numbers. They're getting excited. And once they refresh their page, the deal is gone. Or they're walking for dollars and they see a deal that they didn't even know was for sale. A property got sold. So then the question is, what are those investors know that I don't? Because we need to know. So my question to you is, what do they know?
Two words, predictive data. And with predictive data, those investors are basically leveraging from all different sources of information to basically find those off-market properties. So really taking time to understand the right people, places, and properties, and putting data to work for them in terms of what houses are most likely to sell based on their situation.
All right, Monica, break down predictive data. I mean, you know, It's a nice term, right? It's an important term, but we want to explain that like, you know, you're sharing this with my second grader. What is predictive data and how can everyone listening leverage this now?
Yes. So predictive data is basically stringing together different data points from all different sources. And what it's doing is it's basically creating this own engine of data that is going to bring to light different properties that are most likely to sell based on a couple different factors. Usually it's the people, the properties and places, like I mentioned, because it's allowing that investor to truly understand what that situation looks like for that property. So the easiest way to describe predictive data is to really understand what houses are most likely to sell based off of what their state is currently in, whether it's a foreclosure or a lien or bankruptcy or maybe any type of distressor that is causing that seller to want to get out of their home.
So I remember back in 1990, no, not that long ago.
1950s?
But when I got started, right, I got those lists of properties. Was a nice spreadsheet, and I print them out, and then I start highlighting them and analyzing it, right? So it took a couple of time to really understand what I had in my hands. That's not what we're talking about. We're not recommending, if you're listening, we're not recommending you to buy the list or to walk for dollars to build that list and go manually one by one doing what I did over a decade ago.
Did you print those lists out though, Andressa?
What?
Did you print those lists out? Because you don't
listen, you'd be proud of me. I print them.
You did?
I did. I did.
Because Andressa makes fun of me all the time because I have a printer and I print things. She's like, why don't you just print it on your printer? Because no one else owns a printer.
No, that was my old version that printed things.
Oh, that was old
things version.
Okay. Yes. Before you knew me. Yeah.
Before I knew you, okay. I printed things. Okay. And I took notes of things. Great. And I highlighted them. Love and it. I do remember them. I might have it to prove to you, Liz. You might not believe that.
I would not believe
But that's not what we are talking to people nowadays, right? Because thank goodness, evolution and technology happened, and we are utilizing that. Is that? Am I thinking right, Monica? Or you're saying to me that I need to collect all this data and put my head down and analyze every single one of them myself?
Oh, you are on the right path. The goal these days is to work smarter, not harder. And honestly, at the end of the day, leveraging predictive data that is already basically done for you, that's going to be served on a gold platter, you don't have to print out all of those different listings and all of those different properties anymore. They're just going to come directly over to you to have a better understanding of why those homes are most likely to sell off market.
So I want to pick bank on what you just said, right? Well, what I want is a list of the houses that are more likely to sell. So we all know that AI is amazing. It's as amazing as we prompt them to be amazing, right? So what are the prompts that, or the criteria that you would recommend one to insert in order to get those results?
Yeah, so AI is amazing. Obviously, it's one of those buzzwords right now, but oftentimes AI can also be really overwhelming if you're not really quite sure how to leverage AI. And what's really great about AI is you can basically put it to work for you. And that's essentially what we've done is we've developed an AI-powered machine learning system that is basically gathering data from thousands of different sources and then stringing that all together to then produce proprietary predictive data. So essentially, the goal is to put AI to work for you without actually having to have an understanding of how to do that, because there's people out there that have mastered AI and have been able to develop these types of machine learnings where it's only continuing to get smarter. So basically what it's doing is it's taking all of these data points from, you know, years and years ago, and it's stringing together all of this information that basically is going to provide you with these properties that are most likely to sell, as well as those that are most likely to sell to investors. So it's super advanced. It's one of those things where you don't really have to overthink it. If you have a general understanding of how to leverage predictive data to stay ahead of your competition, to find those off-market properties, and like we were talking about before, you're not hitting that refresh button and then that property's gone. So it's really giving you an opportunity to open the door to more growth.
Monica, I want to take a quick step back. When you talk about off-market deals, and for everyone listening, they want off-market deals, but as we know, they're not created equal, right? It means different things to different people. It could mean distressed owner. It could also mean an expired listing. So how can those listening leverage AI to ensure, quite honestly, they're giving the right prompts, if you will, to get the right information on the right deals that they're looking for versus just off market? Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's not created equal. So how do they delineate that?
Absolutely. I think as an investor, you know, one thing that you really want to try to master is what type of property are you interested in? What does that buy box usually look like? Is it how many bedrooms, what locations, what square footage, all of those just general, you know, details about a property can really help you narrow down your buy box of what makes the most sense when it comes to dialing in on what off-market properties you want to focus on.
I love that. Now, next question on that. So you got type of property, then you also have strategies. I would imagine you could utilize it saying, hey, I got this property. I'm looking for this type of, bedrooms, et cetera. Will this strategy, rent by the room or student housing, work in this particular market? Does it have that type of capability to go that specific on kind of like finessing market strategy property? Do you know what I'm saying? That's where you're, you know, utilizing this data. Can you go that specific?
Yes. What's really great about leveraging AI to really peel back different layers on all of this data is exactly that. It's having a better understanding. We call it pretty much a strategic compass in investing, because you really want to understand where to invest your time. And oftentimes as investors, sometimes we're a little all over the place. Where should I, you know, where should I look for properties? What type of property am I looking for? What seems to be a great fit? And so at the end of the day, it really is all about that strategy that aligns with your goals. And what's really nice about predictive data is you can just seamlessly fit that in to your strategy by leveraging data that already brings all of those different, you know, criteria points together for you. So now you're not going online and doing all these different Google searches on really just trying to like essentially put all of your thoughts together through Google. Now it's more so really dialing in on your strategy, what your buy box looks like, and how to put that data to work for you.
So when I hear AI, technology, right? A lot of people that are listening, they start like, oh Jesus, don't give me another thing. And in their head, they imagine like a computer, like with, like as you are trading and all things. And they're like, ah, that's not for me. Most of like people like Liz that are Gen X are freaking out right now. Right, Liz?
At least you're not calling me a baby boomer. No, I'm just joking.
Right? They're like, what are you talking about? I was born in the era where we paid to send text message. And now you're talking about that. The jokes aside, the reason what I'm saying is that people's perception about like how they should know about technology, I think it's so high that they don't even try. They don't even try to see if they are able to execute because they are thinking that they need to be an AI expert or IT person in order to do that. What would you say to those folks?
Well, I feel like no matter what time or era we're going back to, at the end of the day, you know, data has been able to provide us with those decisions to kind of help guide us along the way. So I feel like, you know, from a technology standpoint, I mean, I wouldn't get too overwhelmed from the tech piece of it. I would just simply go back to good data equals good results. And no matter what you're doing in your business, whether it's investing or if you're in a different industry, everything goes and boils down to really understanding how to put data to work for you. So I would say to that point is take out the overwhelming technology piece of it, because there are many great companies out there, including ours, that have already done all of that legwork for you. You don't really have to stress out about how is the technology going to pull it together. It really is essentially just being able to peel back the different layers of the data that you would like to use.
You know, in terms of AI too, is there a certain level of, there's the data point, right? Meaning, okay, this is what we find in this market with this particular property. These are the opportunities. Is there another piece of it where it says, and then it will rank the deals or rank the properties? Meaning, okay, these are the 10 potential. Like, do you see that focused? Meaning, because that's, I think, part of what people need support with too, quite honestly. If I had these 10, rank them
for
me.
Which one?
I mean, yeah. If we're talking about cutting time, right? If we're talking about taking all the manual out of it, that would like, well, that's cool, where yep. I can literally just press a button. So have you seen, can you
it
give
shines,
an example?
Liz. It shines.
It shines.
Like, it shines.
You know, because I think in this right now, the challenge is that those that are listening or seeing is that what makes a good deal 5 years ago is a little different right now. And could you shift something in that property to make it increase cash flow? And I think all of it matters right now as we're assessing, and it's all about data, but it's multiple different pieces. So what do you have any examples of some of the folks that you've worked with where you've seen them like take a dud or rank this one? I wasn't even going to put on my top 10, but now it's shining as a winner.
Yeah, absolutely. So you definitely nailed it with the whole ranking. We have a ranking system that basically takes zero. It's a ranking system from 0 to 100. And what we've done with all of that data that we are using and leveraging is we've basically put together what properties are most likely to sell to an investor through a ranking system. So any properties that are closer to that 100 number are really hot on the list in terms of these would be great properties to reach out to because of all of the data points that we have behind that property is pointing to put your time here. And that's really ultimately the goal, right? Is saving time and money and increasing your ROI. So oftentimes what we'll see are investors that are spending way too much time and money in areas and zip codes and different places in a county that are just not going to turn into a great, great investment for them. And so if you can really dial into understanding a bit more of that specific location and what properties are in it, this ranking system is basically telling you, hey, focus on these zip codes, and here are the houses in these zip codes that are most likely to sell to an investor.
You know, Monica, I'm painting, right, the picture of like, okay, I am analyzing a neighborhood. I'm spending a lot of time over there. As you mentioned, like, they shouldn't even be analyzing that at all, right? But there are people, they don't even know that they shouldn't, and they are wasting time. And the worst thing that one person can do to me is like waste my time, right? Can get that back. And I look back at all the deals that I did analyze. I spent time to analyze them to at the end conclude that that was not a deal. And I did that over and over again, which every single one of them to get to the point that that was not a deal. I don't know if you guys had the same math before, but it was like, you need to analyze 100 deals and make an offering this much to get one deal, right? So in my head, now I'm like, I don't even know if those 100 were above 70%, let's say, for me to analyze them. I shouldn't be analyzing all of them whatsoever. I should be analyzing those that, I don't know, above 7, above 6, or whatever that 60% or 70%, right? So in my head, I'm like, that's not even right anymore. If I can analyze 100 deals, all of them suck. And then I wasted my time there. Now I'm pissed all the time that I just realized how much time I
well, lost. Why that's helpful, well, listen here. And if you're trying to understand a market, data can only be as helpful as what you know of the data. Meaning, for you to look at those 100 deals, Andressa, you're also understanding the market yourself to say, okay, maybe it's not 100, right? But you're also saying, okay, is this a market I want to spend time in? Maybe you need to do 100. So I play devil's advocate. I think there's value in studying the market from an investor viewpoint.
It's just the time. I think that we are all talking is that you can do that. But right now, we do have a technology that I didn't have in the past. In the past, I took, 3 months to analyze all of that? And right now, Monica, how long would it take for AI to analyze 100 deals?
You would probably already have a deal that you are about to close on within the first week. Honestly, we have a lot of customers that are saying how just are the data has been able to just create that ROI for them so much faster. Because at the end of the day, time is money. And that is the ultimate goal is, you know, data can be overwhelming too, right? Like if you just receive all of this data list and you have no idea what to do with it, that's super overwhelming. You might just be spinning in circles. But what's really nice about that ranking system and about really understanding the data through AI powered tools and things like that is really painting a really great landscape of, okay, hey, this zip code is exactly what I'm looking for. It has X amount of properties available. Here's all the information to reach out to. Boom. With usually within, you know, the first week, the first few days, sometimes, you know, it just depends on what your strategy is, but you're going to see those results much quicker.
One thing that I want to mention over here, because sometimes people say, oh, but those AIs, they cost, they have an investment cost. So for all of you, here's what I want you to put pencil to paper, as Liz loved to say. Pencil to paper, right, Liz? Pen to paper,
yes,
whatever.
Pen
you
to
write
paper,
it down.
Pencil, paper.
You waste
what you're saying.
Paper. But you put it down how much your time is valuable if you were to do the same thing and analyze how many hours you would make it, put it down. Because I'm doing the math here and the math
and you put
is
it
going
in that perspective, right?
Right. So you put down your hours, but you also put down, right? Because I don't know about you guys, but I get pissed when I see that that property was on the market and I was not fast enough to get that deal on my street. On my street. How dare?
Yes.
Right? On my freaking street. I was not fast enough to do that. And I know how much profit or how much cash flow I am missing. So when you are analyzing an investment on a tool, I also want to know, for you got to understand how much time you're investing and what are opportunities you are missing and what is the value of that. On my street, the opportunity there, it's over six figures that I missed because I was not fast enough.
What I want to say something really quickly is that so many people are spending so much time analyzing properties in the wrong market. And so what I think, what you're saying, Monica, and I think what we really need to hear is like, AI is great, but it's also about where are you spending your time. Spend your time analyzing the market first. Get clear that this is the right place. Then you can invest that time. To your point, Andressa, the time, like when you really break down the time, I think people are spending so much time, honestly, analyzing deals on the wrong market.
The wrong market, the wrong house. It's just
And marketing too. I mean, oftentimes investors are spending a lot of money on marketing, just reaching out to different properties, but then they're just kind of sending a bunch of stuff out. And at the end of the day, if those houses are not most likely to sell, then you're wasting money too on marketing and time. So there's a lot of different factors that come into play where, you know, if you can have not only the strategic compass of having all of this data powered information, you're really able to go out and put a good game plan in place. And if you have a team or, you know, you have a marketing strategy, whatever it might be, everybody has a different way that they connect with investors in different properties. It's really just helping put your ducks kind of, you know, in a row, basically.
Does some of that ranking also, quick question, does some of the ranking consider like supply and demand, right? Because, you know, that matters, right? Especially as we, you know, talk about recession and moving into a deeper recession and supply and demand and, you know, where people are going to be doing all this new construction and be like, oh, no one's renting my places, right? That matters when, you know, where we are right now in our economy. So it considers that part of, in terms of the ranking, in terms of, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
What the really cool part about, you know, an AI machine learning just total beast basically is that it continues to get smarter and it's going to continue to take all these different data points and all of this information and it's going to continue to produce data that is just way ahead of our time, to be honest, just because it's really putting you 10 steps forward instead of being 10 steps behind. Like you had mentioned before, you were probably a few steps behind on that one property in your neighborhood, which you probably didn't even know you were a few steps behind, but somebody had some steps forward. And at the end of the day, that is the ultimate goal, is to stay ahead of your competition, to find those properties that you are going to be able to generate a great ROI. And at the end of the day, you never know how much you might actually be helping someone else out in their situation too, because you just never know what's going on as well.
I love hearing about some of the folks that are utilizing your predictive data, if you will. So can you give us an example of someone that's recently either, you know, came on board using your tech, what they were doing before, what they're doing now? That would be really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. We have this really awesome company and individual that has been a Dataflick customer of ours, and she actually has her own REI service. It's basically a done-for-you service. And up until working with Dataflick, she was sending her customers to basically go get data from different places, come back, and her team would basically do all of the work to use that data. But what she has found is that the data that we provide has been, honestly, it doesn't compare to anything else that they were bringing in. So now she actually requires all of her customers to get data from Dataflick to be able to produce results. And I think that really speaks volumes because basically, essentially, if you think about it, she is relying her business and the outcome that she's producing for all of these investors so heavily on just our data because of the results that she's gotten, that it's then basically the gift that keeps on giving, right? Because now she's not only getting great results for her own company, she's able to replicate the process and do it for other investors as well. So what's really great is everything that I've heard when I talk to different investors that are using our data is that they've completely gone all in most of the time with our data because they're able to get a quicker ROI.
Fix and flips, buy and hold. Yep. All of the above?
All of the above. Single family homes, multifamily homes, land, a lot of flipping, a lot of wholesaling and all of that, long-term rentals. It really just depends on what that investor is looking for. And it goes back to what we were talking about in terms of strategy. And what's really great is just being able to take this amazing data and really customize essentially what you would like it to produce. And it's a really great tool.
Love that. Monica, where can everyone listening learn more about you and connect with you guys further?
Absolutely. Well, you can learn more about us at dataflick.com. It's dataflik.com. And then personally, I'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn, on Monica Fullerton. Happy to share any insights, information, anything like that. And yeah, we've got some great things coming out soon that will really be able to provide data for investors of all different sizes. So really, at the end of the day, remembering that good data equals good deals.
All this information you guys can find on our show notes. And the question is not use AI or not use AI. Where we are going, we will all use AI. So get on this boat as soon as you can and stop wasting your time and don't get pissed at your neighbor that just sold their house and you didn't get that. Okay. Monica, thank you so much for all your explanation about predicted data and how all the investors can just get an edge over others. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.